This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
You left the Army as a former paratrooper in the 82nd Airborne Division 94. That, thank you again for your service. It's amazing. And you started working in corporate America. So take me kind of around with some of the business things that you did, the companies you worked for, and then what prompted you to go out on your own?
Oh, good question. Yeah, I left the military in January of 94 with $386.14 to my name. I was not a very good saver, but you didn't make that much money in the military anyway. So I got out and kind of worked kind of part-time as a waiter. And then one of my buddies got a job at a company called Pitney Bowes and said, "Hey, do you want to come work here?" And I'm like, "Sure, what do I do?" And then I found out that it was office systems and fax machines and all that kind of stuff. That was my first entry into the world of corporate America. And then from there, it went to Toshiba and Kyocera Mito. So it was in the same industry type, but I really learned a lot about sales and marketing and advertising and all that kind of stuff. And I was in the corporate world for about 12 years, and it took me 12 years to realize this, but I didn't like it. I didn't like, you probably know, and I know there's others out there that are in a very highly competitive industry, such as corporate American sales environment, where, boy, there's backstabbing, there's people that will get this to get this, to get their dollars, to get their quota, you know, that just wasn't me. You know, I just kind of, ugly, like. So I got out of that and started my own deal, and that was a real estate ad agency in 2006, and really enjoyed that because it was my own deal, and I had a partner, but it was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed the creativity and all that kind of stuff. And then 2008 hit, the housing bubble, and we lost 72 clients in about 3 months. And at the time, I was not saving, I was not being smart, that was a big challenge. So then I went back and got a job. I went back into radio, and I thought this would be really fun, be creative, because I love creativity. And then, I couldn't believe how much red tape was involved in radio. It was amazing. So I got out of that and got back into doing websites and started, just myself doing a couple jobs, like SEO jobs and a couple websites. And then I found out, man, I'm kind of good at this and I'm getting more and more business. I might as well look into this. And I really started diving in. In 2013, I never looked back. I started Slapshot Studio. Of course, Slapshot, I love hockey. And, I just brought my passion for the sport of hockey into my brand. And never looked back since.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.